Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
But sometimes you can't even get off your knees and you have a musical solution to the problem that you're up against, that you've been battling for an hour. And then you pray and you involve the Lord. And I have a real testimony that we can involve the Lord in what we do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Saints Unscripted. This is a very special episode today. I'm here with a familiar face. We have John Schmidt. Honestly, this is so exciting. He has billions of views on YouTube, millions of fans around the world. He's a musician and an all-around awesome guy. John, thank you for being on our show today, honestly.
We'll try to live up to the awesome guy part.
It's true. Everyone believes it. I believe it. And I'm a big fan as well. So
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, of course. And so for those of you who aren't familiar, he is a musician who is in a musical group also called The Piano Guys. You guys do a variety of covers from pop music to film scores to spiritual music as well and all sorts of things.
So many people wonder about our name, and I was hoping that I could just explain that really fast because it's a name that we wouldn't have picked and that we tried to change.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My friend owned a store called The Piano Guys.
Okay.
And he asked me to help him out with some, promotion and some music videos. And he wanted to put pianos in canyons and use YouTube as a way to give him exposure. Back in the day when YouTube was young and it was, videos went viral and all this stuff, he thought, I would love to have a viral video. So I helped him out as a favor, and we did a few, and then we did some more, and they took off. And we thought, this is cool. And we involved Steve, who I was performing with, a lot. And I had started writing music with him. And we did some videos together, and they took off in a way that surprised us. We didn't see it coming, and actually did go viral.
Yeah.
So we thought, gosh, this is so sad for Steve. He doesn't even play the piano, and all of our videos are on this piano channel on YouTube called The Piano Guys. And it's so...
And Steve, he plays the cello, right?
Yeah, he played the cello. I mean, he actually plays the piano too. Okay. But his instrument is the cello. His main instrument is the cello.
Yeah.
And here we were doing these, and we were like, what if we could change the YouTube channel name? And we tried, and the answer was, if you change your channel name, you lose all of your views. You lose all of the visibility that you have created, which was, at that point, millions of hits. And so, poor Steve.
Does he care?
He has to be known as a piano guy, and we have this awkward name.
Oh my gosh.
So how do you like that?
He's chill.
And I look like I'm really self-centered, really inconsiderate to my partner in crime. Isn't that sad? It's a sad story, is it?
I never noticed that. I don't know why that never occurred to me, that the name Piano Guys doesn't quite encompass, but it just I don't know, you, that's just who you guys are.
He's so great to put up with it.
Yeah.
And we turn it into fun. Humorous, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's easy to see that in your videos you guys have a lot of fun with what you do. That's interesting that it started with YouTube. That's kind of fun. I feel like a lot of great things start with just someone having a YouTube idea.
Yeah. But it's funny, it's funny because we'll focus on we get a kick out. Sometimes Steve does a cello only video, we've done hundreds of videos, and some of them are just cello, him with a loop and doing all these cool cello loops and playing with a kick drum and all this stuff. And we like to mention one of the comments that came in on one of those videos. Said thumbs up for the dude that doesn't even know what instrument he plays. Siri is playing a cello, and it's called The Piano Guys.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's funny. And,
but it's funny because a lot of times we, you know, we put a lot of love into our music, and we take music writing so seriously, and we pray about it, and we've like dedicated it all to the Lord and for His purposes, and so we take our music really seriously, and sometimes the name Piano Guys, people think they can't be really serious about what they do. Piano Guys. So, you know, it's just something that you, I think it has its blessings and its disadvantages, and we just roll with it.
Yeah. So. Well, I do think your music, well, not I just think, I have seen that your music has impacted so many people throughout the world. And I love to hear that you said you pray over your music and you put so much thought and effort into it. I just think that's wonderful. And I mean, what?
You know, I heard a great, I was really inspired by Minerva Tyfert, who was maybe the most famous painter in the church. And she said something that really impacted me when I read it and something that I tried to apply. She said she would never pick up a paintbrush without first praying to the Lord for inspiration and for help. And if she ever ran into a problem in her art or in her painting, she would immediately pray. Like in the moment when an issue arose, it was like precisely in that moment she would pray and, you know, ask for help. And I feel like she had dedicated her art to God and her life to God. And I feel like when we do that, we can pray in confidence, and we can, I am so thankful that I felt to apply that, you know, before I start to write, or if I come into a problem with my writing, or if I have writer's block or whatever, that, I feel like I can follow her example, and I can really testify that, those prayers are responded to. Sometimes not immediately. Sometimes you have to, you know, just, it's so different in many ways, but sometimes you can't even get off your knees and you have a musical solution to the problem that you're up against, that you've been battling for an hour, you know, and you're like, oh, or, you know, I'm trying to get good at this part on the song and I just can't get it. And then you pray and you involve the Lord. And I have a real testimony that we can involve the Lord in what we do and in the problems in our life and in the problems of our work, or not just in church stuff. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people just feel like, oh, that's weird to involve the Lord in stuff that's not church.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
So that's a real testimony and a real message that I love to share with people. So
I'm really glad you said that, because, I mean, if you think about it, God is a creator and we are our people. We're creators too. And I think he really supports us in all of our interests that develop us as people. And
yeah.
So many people are through music, and it's just so important. So I love that you have made your faith and your in God such a integral part of this career, this beautiful thing that you've built. So it's wonderful.
Well, I think, you know, being a dad, I am just so interested in what my kids care about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as I look back, they've cared about some really silly things. But I was still interested, because I'm a dad and I love them, you know? So I really feel like we can count on that relationship of him being interested in what we are interested in, you know, even whatever it is.
Exactly. And what do your kids think of your music? Do they love it? Do they play it? Do they give you feedback? Do they?
They are the best feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my family has a real talent for music feedback, like crazy in that regard. In fact, my wife also has an amazing talent for feedback, and I counsel with them all the time. A lot of our best inspirations have, come as suggestions from our kids, both me and Steve. We really, our favorite scenario is when we create something that our families love. That is just like the best.
Right.
The best. So that's kind of what we shoot for.
Yeah.
Because we know that, especially my kids, my family, they are so dialed in to, you know, their musical tastes that I feel like that if I can impress them, then a lot of people will be impressed. You know. So.
Yes, I get that. Like I want, like, we seek to make our kids and our family happy, and it's just, there's so much joy that comes with that.
Yeah.
And for your career, I know that you guys as a musical group have often toured. You've gone on tours and you've been busy with that at times. How do you find time to, like, balance your faith and your family and times when you're traveling and your career? How do you, I don't know, manage it all?
Well, I honestly can say that we could have toured a lot more. And we actually could tour all year long. But we try to counsel with the Lord in how much He wants. Like, again, I feel like that whole, a quote that we really have tried to live by is that President Benson quote where he said, men and women who turn their life over to God will find He can make a lot more out of their lives than they can. And that is something that the Piano Guys, is so great to feel united with these four, you know, guys that have testimony of that, and that we can be united on that. And we try to, you know, tour as much as we're supposed to. I love that conference talk that Elder Pingree gave. It's called, I Have a Work for Thee. And I honestly feel like we all have a work, that God has a work for all of us. And that for the Piano Guys, it involves, part of that work is get out and share music in a live setting. And so we feel like we can ask the Lord, how much should we be doing this? We feel like also part of our work is to be fathers. I would say that that's the primary. I shouldn't say that that's secondary. I would reverse the order. I would say that father is first, and doing our career or whatever would be secondary to that. So then I think you can be prayerful. Again, you can count, you know, the scripture that says counsel with the Lord in all your doings. And you will get direction. And if you say, Heavenly Father, my first priority is to do the work that you have for me, then He will give us guidance and He will correct us even without us even realizing. Mm-hmm. If we give Him the wheel and give Him permission, invite Him to guide us, that direction and that guidance comes in 100 different ways. And at the end of the day, He was helping you have the right balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of.
So that we don't get off track and start performing too much and away from our family too much.
I know. It's really easy to, and I do this, all of us do this, to think that, you know, we rely on ourselves and our own talents and our own abilities. And we're like, I got this. I can do this myself. And I don't know, maybe we can. But I think that when we give ourselves to the Lord and be like, you know what, I can't do this without you, He allows, He creates that way for us that will, I think, be the best way for us to accomplish that. And I love that you have brought that up so much in that you guys just really seek to include God in what you do.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
Bring Him into the mix, into the picture.
Yeah.
For sure.
We could all do that a lot more in what we do. You know, you were born and raised in the church. You implement God in your career and in your music. How did you come to develop your testimony throughout your life?
Boy, As I think back, I think the first time I felt the Spirit was, or really the earliest memory of feeling the Spirit was when my sister, she was 11 years older than me, and she taught our primary class. She was a substitute teacher, and she came in, and I didn't enjoy primary at all. I was a troublemaker in primary. And I just remember dreading going to class. I just hated it so much, you know? And I must have been like 5 or 6 at the time. She came in and my sister had a gift. She had a spiritual gift. You know how that it says to everybody is given spiritual gifts. She had a gift of teaching, and she had a gift of teaching with the Spirit. And she told us the story of Master, the Tempest is Raging. She explained the words, and I just was captivated. I remember just feeling something that was so real. It was so definite. And as I read in the Book of Mormon, it describes the fruits of the Spirit, that your mind is enlightened, that you feel your soul is expanding, and all of those things that you feel when the Spirit is poured out, I felt in that lesson. And as I walk home, I remember thinking, wow, this is staying with me. It's like even as I'm walking home from church, you know, and I marveled to myself how it's the love of God. It's the love. It's like Christ was able to reach me through the gifts of the Spirit that my sister had. And it was the beginning of my testimony. And so I remember feeling that poured out, you know, on several other occasions when I was a child. And every time I felt it, it felt familiar. It felt familiar. And I feel like my testimony was a combination of many of those experiences, which now number into the hundreds, where I just felt like God reached out to me in a special way. And I felt his love, and I felt Jesus with me. And I had a brother-in-law when I was preparing to serve a mission for the church. He met with me every week, and we studied the scriptures together. And he was married to my sister, and they both had this amazing gift that of teaching with the power of the Spirit. And again, every week I would drive home thinking, what I feel, I love it in the Book of Mormon, it says, is this not real? I thought, I am not making this up. As I drove home, I was just like, it's that same thing that I have felt so many times. And I knew it was real. I knew it was from God.
So you had these experiences from a very young age, early on developing your testimony. And that's such a blessing, because I know that sometimes young people might take a while, you know, before they really like feel that.
Yeah.
And a lot of our audience are maybe people who are investigating the church, many people who recently joined the church. And with joining you, you know, often early on in your life, you have many of these wonderful spiritual experiences, or you do throughout your life. What advice would you have for our audience in continuing to maintain a testimony throughout your life as you have, and especially you being someone who's a lot more well known, you're your name is out there and a lot of people know who you are. How do you continue to stay true to that testimony that you developed?
You know, I was, as you were asking that question, a thought came to my mind of, I think we become blind. I think we start to become so used to, we become acclimated. And I would say that for some reason, I have become aware of the danger of becoming acclimated to wonderful things, to when we feel the Spirit. And I personally desire to not become acclimated to the Spirit, which I feel when we say the Spirit, we're actually saying the love of our Father in heaven, the love of Jesus Christ. I love in Acts where you see the apostles, they're always pointing us to the Father and his holy child, Jesus. I love how they say that and they bring all of it into the picture and to realize that they are with us. Just like Paul said to the Greeks, he's in our being, he's in our movements, he's in everything. And that is something you can get used to. And to not get acclimated, to pray for the gift to have our eyes opened to the fact that he has been helping us always throughout our whole life, and to have our eyes open to these anonymous helps that come to us all the time. Every once in a while, he makes it special and he pours it out where it's just like, oh, I really noticed that. I really am noticing that today. But usually it's just this constant thing that's going, and I would say to not lose our testimonies, to appreciate, to try to have our, to pray, to see things the way they really are, to see that he is in our lives, that he is helping us all the time. I don't know.
That's insightful.
And that's for everybody. That's for all of God's children in the world to recognize his love that is always present. And one quote that I heard is that our Father in heaven and Jesus are the ultimate anonymous givers. You think of how fun it is to drop something off on someone's porch and ring the bell and run, and you know they're going to love it and they're going to have no idea who did it. And that is something they love. And they're always doing it. And we half the time, you know, they don't even let us know where it's coming from. But yeah, it's there, and
we just need to open
it. Him we move and have our being. That's the phrase that Paul said to the Greeks. And it's just beautiful to have our eyes open to that more and more and more, to realize this has been happening the whole time and I was blind. Yeah. You think that is how I want to stay strong, is to have my eyes open more and more and more to that.
Man, I think that's so important. And I'm so glad you brought that up. That is, I don't know, I'm just like really absorbing what you said about that. We just shouldn't be complacent and always try to open our eyes to what's in front of us. Thank you for sharing that. And again, it has been such a pleasure having this conversation with you. What's next for you guys, the piano guys? What do you have coming up?
You know, every 5 weeks we try to release music onto Spotify, and YouTube has become saturated. It's nothing like the early days when we would sneeze and it would go viral. I mean, it was crazy.
Like, no, I feel like it was like wild.
Yeah, we feel like in the early days when we put out video, we were there when YouTube was born. We were there, and we were in full swing with our ability to put out, to make music videos. You know, I had a fan base from a performance career that we had 30,000 people that we were like, hey, help us out. You know, share this with your friends. And it just really got us out into the world. And there for like a good 10 years, everything we put out was millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I remember those days.
It was very unrealistic, but it actually happened.
With
us. And we feel like that was just, you know, something that served its purpose. You know, all of a sudden we could play in any major city in the world, you know, and all of a sudden the big booking agencies in the world wanted the piano guys, and Sony Records wanted the piano guys. And it was just crazy, you know, but it's all settling down and it's all becoming saturated. And so we are not doing videos as much. We still feel like we want to do them as much as we're supposed to, as much as the Lord wants us to. But we feel like we're being directed to make music and put it out on Spotify. And that's our bread and butter. That's our new bread and butter, is to just keep putting out music that's going to make people happy, that's going to lift down or make their day better, or, you know, give them something to put on a playlist while they're doing life, you know, and just to be prayerful about what we do and put a lot of love into it. And, you know, again, just seek what does the Lord want us to focus? Where does the Lord want us to focus? Now that, you know, videos don't do what they used to do.
I know it seems like it's a lot of TikTok and a lot of, it's always changing.
It's changing. But it's really music, become a moving card.
That's it, right?
That's where our heart is.
Where,
you know what I mean?
People feel it. Yeah.
And there's nothing like creating. I often relate to painters, you know? Every day they go into their studio, they pick up their brush and they create something beautiful, you know? And they try to be inspired and they... there's nothing like it when you create something and it's done and you're like, wow, that was me in collaboration with God. That there's nothing like that feeling, because I couldn't have done that. You know, that is the best feeling in the world. And I think everybody has something like that, a spiritual gift, where you feel like you were a partner with God and with Christ. And the purpose was to lift somebody. That is so special. And to not get numb to the fact that somebody could be lifted, and to have that always be wonderful. I love a talk that I heard by Kose. It's called, Is It Still Wonderful? You know, and to just, and like Alma says, you know, he was like, if I could bring one soul, if I could help one person, at first he starts off, I want to have the voice of an angel and
declare it to like a trumpet and
to millions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But where does he end? He ends with, gosh.
But if I could help one.
Just one person, let that be special to him. And I love what the Savior says. How great is my joy in the soul that repents. Like, if we want to do something nice, we want to give a present to Jesus, mm-hmm. that is something that would be a really great present for him. That would be, yeah. Like, how great is my joy? Is to help one person. And let that be beautiful, and let that, you know, that comment that comes in on that, and not get numb to these comments that come in.
Yeah.
You know, somebody says, your music helped me through a really tough time. You know, that when I read that, it makes me want to do it until I die. I just never want to stop. I never want to stop creating if it's going to, you know, bless somebody in that way.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, thank you.
And I do, you know, I hope I can always keep that perspective and not get blind and get acclimated.
Right.
In a whole new way, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're... I mean, doing a fantastic job doing that. And thank you for sharing your music and your testimony through your music for so many people. I know it continues to help so many people today and just inspire. So thank you for your time. Thank you for being on our show today. It has been a pleasure having this conversation with you. And everyone, Piano Guys, you know where to find them. YouTube, Spotify. Go listen to their music if you haven't. Honestly, you're really missing out. We love you all. Like, subscribe, comment, leave any questions if you have any for Don Schmidt. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.